Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited. Rick Schlesinger, Brewers President of Business Operations, on the line with us this morning. All right, Rick, Luke Combs in town, back-to-back shows, Friday night, Saturday night, apparently already playing at the venue.
Isn't that great? Here's how it sounds.
Take me out to the ball game. Pick me up at the
house. All right, so what level of knowledge did you have of Combs borrowing the ballpark as backdrop for this new release?
Yeah, not a lot, but it's pretty cool. He's a phenomenal entertainer, and the fact that, you know, we put these shows on sale and they were almost sold out instantly reflects how popular he is and how good he is. So it's going to be great two nights at the ballpark.
Did you get to see it? Like, did anybody else from the staff get a chance to take a peek?
I did not see it, but I'm not sure if others did. I did not get a chance.
Any tickets left either for tonight or for tomorrow?
We're already over 41,000. There's a few, you know, single tickets left. Not in the best locations, but if you go to brewers.com, there's a seat map which will show you. But yeah, he's so popular, it's amazing.
It makes the stadium look phenomenal in this video of this new song, because he's playing up and you can just see the whole stadium in the backdrop. It's just so cool. I think the only place, Rick, he could have been that would have made it better would have been maybe in the euchre seats. Or something like that.
Yep.
Hey, on the parking.
We may need to get him up there.
Yes. Yeah. On the parking for tonight, Rick, what is the parking situation in terms? I know, first of all, anytime you have a concert, you encourage fans to purchase parking ahead of time. But what is the procedure? Is it new procedure, or are we still at last year?
Still last year's procedure. So there will be cashiers at the entrances to the lot. So people will hopefully have prepaid, and they'll just scan their prepaid parking or do a credit card transaction. We're doing testing on the new system, and all the testing so far has been great. So I think relatively soon we're going to be launching it. But for these two concert nights, we're going to go to the cashier system, the old system.
One more on the parking, Rick, as we talk about, I know you were disappointed in how that played out on opening day for fans, because there was a lot of run-up to that. And you talk about the testing that's happening now to make sure that you have the level of confidence before trying to re-implement the system. Like, how can you test whether or not it's all going to work without that influx of 20,000 people trying to get into the lots?
Well, they can, the server, we can simulate, you know, any number of transactions happening instantaneously. So what we've had the parking people do is literally simulate, you know, 1,000 cars coming in, 5,000 okay, cars, sure, all coming in within a 15-minute period. Yep.
Well, then Brewers come back home for a three-game series with the Padres. We start that next week. What's going on in terms of fans? Do we have big giveaways and such, or special deals?
Now, for those, you know, obviously Mondays have special discounts, but it's just such a short series. We, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and we're back out on the road. And then before you know it, you have the Yankees coming in Tampa Bay. So we've got some giveaways coming later in the month. But these are, you know, discount days for sure, because, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday crowds in April will be a little light. So plenty of tickets left.
Boy, a lot of interleague play for the crew early on. But you mentioned the Yankees series. That's going to be huge. How do tickets look for that?
Yeah, we're selling very rapidly, so I expect Saturday and Sunday to sell out and Friday to be well over 35, so the numbers are really good so far. And
those Yankees fans come out of the woodwork, so we got to tamp that back.
Yeah, we find them, right? Yeah.
Yeah, they do. They're popular for sure, and obviously with Soto and Judge, you know, high-profile guys usually mean a lot of people want to see them.
All right, looking forward to the Brewers coming back home early next week. Appreciate it, Rick.
Thank you.
By the way, Luke Combs also spotted at the Miller Brewery yesterday.
Took the tour, right?
Yeah. Took some pictures, signed some autographs, was shot to him on social media.
He's welcome to visit whatever he wants. Come on down to the food hall today. 7:48, we'll talk to Mark Tauscher next on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Take me out to the ball.